Stories about black people are usually reserved just for February, but many people who are passionate about them insist that that colossal and fascinating umbrella of topics is relevant every day, just like a great book. Interestingly, media images rarely have black people and books occupying the same sentence. Maybe that's why we have the Givens Foundation for African American Literature. While it's been around for more than 30 years, it's spent the last six engaging young black readers with black books. What's that? You haven't heard of it? Here's our lead a little, their leader.
You know, in terms of our history, we were originally established in 1972, making scholarships to African-American students who wanted to go on to higher education. There was a big change in 1985 when the Givens Foundation, along with the University of Minnesota and 10 families in the Twin Cities, worked together to bring the Givens collection to the Twin Cities. At that point, the mission of the foundation changed to focus on African-American literature and culture. However, about 6 years ago, we began to launch more programming from the Givens Foundation and really have focused our identity, mission, and activities on cultivating and growing and developing those programs.
One pivotal problem that brown, black, and beige readers have is seeing themselves in literary stories or characters.
And that's all about helping people to find themselves in the literature.
What does that mean?
So if I read a story and the character in the story is grappling with questions of identity, then that story resonates with me. I can find myself in that kind.
I asked Rosalind Carroll, the Foundation's educational consultant, how they woo the new readers.
We do woo them, and I think today books are not a high thing, and that's why we use the black artists. And when the students see these black people doing, and they say, oh, I could do that, and I'm not ashamed to do that. I want to be like that person.
According to the National Endowment for the Arts 2002 Survey of Literary Reading in America, the most recent one available, since 1992, the reading of literature by black people has declined by more than 8%, going from 45.5% to just over 37%. But while the transportive joy of reading eludes you until you open a great book, web-based and mobile distractions abound. I asked Arlita, how do books and the Givens Foundation compete with that?
Well, with education, you have a captive audience. I mean, you're working directly in a field of play, and that is the classroom. But getting the literary artist in front of the students to cultivate that relationship, you know, in that classroom really is the focus for where the change takes place, where things are happening in that relationship. And that's something that I think that interfacing with a lot of media really doesn't accomplish.
For Rosalind, when she visits a school, she finds a remarkable scene.
I think the biggest surprise is to see the joy on the faces of the teachers when the artists come in and work with the same kids they've been working with, and all of a sudden, they blossom. Children who wouldn't talk are talking. Children who wouldn't write are writing.
Maybe those findings on technology and literature don't give the whole picture or truth of whether young brown, black, and beige people click on a screen more often than they will with books.
You know, the idea that someone can put pen to paper and it can live for centuries.
This is Will Wright, KFAI.